You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. Hey, I do appreciate it. Today is Monday, October 16th, and I have a review for you at the movies, where Julie and I went to see The Magnificent Seven with some of our best friends, Ken and Ann, and just wanted to give this review to you, and hopefully you can get out and see the movie on the big screen before it goes away. A lot of fun. I enjoyed the movie a lot. And so let me just get right into the review. Oh, by the way, it is a pleasant day here in Oklahoma on this Monday. It's going to be up to 90 degrees here. I know in South Texas you think that's not hot, but here in Oklahoma, October 16th, it should be about 10, 20 degrees cooler, but it's not. Okay, but they say a cold front's coming tomorrow and things will change for the rest of the week. We're looking forward to that. Hey, I've not been doing a podcast for the last, 3 weeks, because I've just been busy and a lot of things on my plate, but I'm here to say that I'm back. I've got all my equipment set up again, and I'm sharing with you this week. I know of at least 2 movie reviews, and maybe 3, and we'll get them out to you before they leave the theaters. I want you to go see them if you can, okay? So today is The Magnificent Seven. It's a review. This is the 2016 version of the film. You know what? I did not know what to expect when I went to see this movie, honestly, because I don't remember actually seeing the original. Maybe I did on TV one time. I don't remember. I remember playing the music in high school band. Seems like we did that, you know, for concerts or, you know, pep rallies or football games. We played a variety of music back in the 70s in high school. I mean, we were playing Santana. We were playing Mission Impossible, Peter Gunn from the 50s. So I presume we probably played this theme as well. But anyway, this movie was a pleasant surprise. And in fact, when we were on our way to the movie, Julie and I, she said, "What's this movie about?" I said, "It's a Western." And she was kind of not really sure she wanted to go see the movie at that point. But we were already obligated. Ken and Ann had already purchased our tickets, and so we had to meet them and pay them for the tickets. Seems like we saw this in the IMAX in 2D and just really enjoyed it. So let's continue getting into it. The original Western came out in 1960, and it starred Mr. Yul Brynner, Steve McQueen, Charles Bronson, great actors, Eli Wallach, different ones from the 60s were in this movie. And I say this is the original Western that we saw here in the United States in 1960. It was directed by Mr. John Sturges. And the plot of this one was, it was set up in a small Mexican village that needed some help. This 1960 film is based on, or is actually a remake of, Akira Kurosawa's 1954 Japanese film Seven Samurai. So if you've ever seen that movie, you kind of get an idea of what Magnificent Seven is all about. On my webpage, Chuck's Favorite Thing, if you're not there, chucksfavoritethings.com, if you're not there, go there, and I have some movie posters there and from the old movie and the new movie as well. Now, the more recent version of this film features a motley crew of hired gunfighters who come together to help a small western town who has suffered under the cruel hand of the mine owner played by Peter Sarsgaard. I don't know if I said that right. Peter Sarsgaard. Okay, how about that? It was directed by Antoine Fuqua, and he worked with some great actors, including the following: Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio. I don't know how to say that either. Vincent, I like your name. Then Mr. Bing Hung Lee, Manuel Garcia Rufo. Why did they do this to me? Anyway, Martin Sinsmeyer, and the female role was played by Haley Bennett. Okay. It's hard to say some of these names, by the way, if you didn't know that already. So I really enjoyed the performances of, you know, Denzel, Chris, and Vincent. You know, the other guys and gals were good too, or they would not have been cast in this movie. But Denzel portrays a man named Chisholm. He was a tough bounty hunter who decides to come to the aid of the widow, who was played by Haley Bennett. She had lost her husband, and he was gunned down outside the church, and several others were. And the preacher was even beat up in the early scenes of the movie. And she was in fear of losing her whole town, because everybody lived in fear because of the mine owner, Mr. Bogue. And so one thing that Chisholm said as he was talking to his friend, Ethan Hawke, which was played Mr. Robichaud, he told him, "What we have lost in the fire, we found in the ashes." Apparently they were old friends and talked about loss. And this is one of the great lines from the movie. "What we lost in the fire, we found in the ash." It sounds a whole lot biblical scripture from the Old Testament, that God will give you beauty for ashes. This movie is a lot of fun. It has a lot of action, I tell you what, and a lot of killing, all right? Now, you know, if I dare say the number of how many people were killed or, you know, shot or blown up or stabbed or whatever, I don't know. I would say over 50, maybe 100. It was just, I mean, it's not, you know, Hamburger Hill, you know, Vietnam War movie, but it's just a lot of killing, because you had, you know, the good and bad, evil versus good. You know, they were fighting each other, and they just wanted to kill the whole world, it looked like. So, did I also mention there's a Gatling gun in this movie? Uh-huh. And when that came out, I was sitting next to Ken, it seems like, and I said, "Uh-oh, Ken, it's on now. The Gatling gun is out." And it was aimed at the good guys, and that was not good. It was aimed at the little town that they were in. So this movie, The Magnificent Seven, version 2016, if you get a chance, go see it. If it's still on the big screen, go see it. It'll be a good 2 hours of your life that you can, you know, if you're like me, you like to go to a movie just for the pure entertainment value of it. And don't worry about the reviews of other critics. Go with my review. And I will tell you, it was a good movie, a very enjoyable 2 hours. And, of course, you know, if you're a fan of Denzel and Chris Pratt like I am, you'll want to go see them in action, because it was just a lot of fun. Ethan Hawke does a great job in this movie as well. And some of the other actors I didn't know, you know, real up close, who they were as their acting portrayals, but they were excellent cast, a great ensemble of people put together for this version of 2016, The Magnificent Seven. So go see this on the large screen if you can, and then if not, check it out on DVD when it comes available. Hey, this review has been brought to you by an independent Plexus ambassador. That's me. So go to my webpage, Chuck's, you can go to chucksfavoritethings.com, but you could go to www.plexuschuck.com, and you get all your Plexus health products right there. So this has been the review of The Magnificent Seven, a great movie from 2016, starring Denzel Washington and Chris Pratt and others. So go see it if you get a chance. This is Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Now, tomorrow I'm going to give you a review of the movie Deepwater Horizon that I saw recently as well. And I want you to go see that if you can before it leaves the theater. Deepwater Horizon. That'll be tomorrow. Until then, this is Chuck Whetstone signing out. Thank you for listening today. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.